from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Thursday, June 29th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the revitalization of an engagement event hosted by the Champaign Police Department, which ended during the COVID-19 pandemic. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Wildfire smoke from Canada continues to worsen Illinois' air quality. The U.S. air quality index here was very unhealthy yesterday and is projected to be unhealthy for sensitive groups like kids and outdoor workers today. Dr. Ravi Kalhan, Chief of Pulmonary and Critical Care at Northwestern Medicine, recommends sensitive groups keep your windows closed and limit exposure to outside air. COVID-era preventions can help too.
With chest pain and throat pain and nose irritation, wearing an N95 or KN95 mask is actually the best way to protect oneself if they have to be outside from the adverse consequences of particles, those high-quality masks.
Kalhan says wearing something like ski goggles could help anyone with eye irritation. To find out more about the air quality in Champaign-Urbana, visit illinoisnewsroom.org. A panel of Cook County commissioners greenlit a proposal yesterday to provide fully paid parental leave for up to 12 weeks for their nearly 20,000 employees. During a committee meeting, several commissioners described how they left jobs or denied leave when they had their children years ago. Commissioner Josina Morita says she was told to hide her pregnancy back when she worked for the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago.
So here I am after three miscarriages, my first birth, and having no support in government. So it really does mean a lot because it is people going through the hardest time in their lives.
The proposed policy would cover parents whether or not they are the ones to give birth, as well as those who foster or adopt a child. The plan still needs approval from the full county board and would take effect July 1st. At one local event, Republicans and Democrats talked with one another about politics, and to the surprise of some, they weren't at each other's throats. Illinois Newsroom's May Antar has more on last night's event.
Braver Angels Illinois is a nonprofit organization that works to bridge the political divide. At last night's event, Democrat and Republican constituents and politicians talked about just that, but also their community's workforce development. Kimmy Taylor is an independent. She said she cleared her schedule for last night's event and was glad she did.
I think that it was a nice surprise to be in a room that you could feel the love and support in.
She's not the only one. Many said they were pleased with the night's outcome and felt it took a step in the right direction. The event went on without any major hiccups. I'm May Antar, Illinois Newsroom.
The Rantoul Police Department has released body cam footage of June 7th when an officer shot and killed an 18-year-old. The footage and other documents are on Rantoul's transparency dashboard. The Champaign County State's Attorney also released a preliminary report yesterday that the shooting was legally justified because the teen fled from police while disobeying commands to drop his gun. The report is on the dashboard. Still to come, we'll learn more about how the Champaign Police Department is trying to revitalize a former engagement program that ended when the pandemic began. That story is next on 217 Today.
Our House is a riveting new four-part mystery series about conspiracy, betrayal, and a marriage in ruins. Fee Lawson arrives home one day to discover strangers moving into her house and is shocked to learn that her husband Bram is missing. Her confusion and fear build as she realizes the secrets and lies have only just begun. Learn how to watch this and other gripping mysteries as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Like many things, the COVID-19 pandemic halted a lot of community efforts, including one by the Champaign Police Department to engage with the community. But as Illinois Newsroom's May Antar reports, things are getting back on track.
It's a pretty simple idea, building community trust through conversation and a cup of coffee. Or at least that's what one of the co-founders of Coffee with a Cop thought at first.
So we sat down at a table with a pot of coffee, expecting people to come talk to us, and nobody did.
The program started 12 years ago in Hawthorne, California, and the now retired Sergeant Chris Konyak says, despite a rough beginning, it quickly spread across the country.
Well, the main goal was to improve communication between the community and the police, right? To repair some of the damage that had been done in the past, and to rebuild trust.
The Champaign Police Department hosted its first Coffee with a Cop in 2016.
It's not about not being afraid of the police.
That's Joe Lamberson. He's the assistant to the chief of police for community services.
You know, these are the folks who work in your neighborhood. Get to know them. Get to know the folks who live there.
Things were going well, and Lamberson says they were getting a good response from the community, which made it all the more difficult to put things on hold.
Obviously, there was a noticeable gap in the program when you couldn't get together and do fun things. But last year, you know, we hit the ground running, and we did four of these in 2022. We've done two so far in 2023.
The most recent was earlier this month at the Starbucks on Neal Street. Lamberson says he interacted with about a dozen people during the morning event. Coffee with a Cop is mainly geared towards adults, but the department thought, why not try something similar, but for kids? Jeff Kuhn is the deputy chief of operational support.
You know, if you can develop that relationship and that rapport, especially with the youth, and develop that trust, then maybe they will come to you when there's something that's concerning.
You are a cutie patootie, both of you girls.
That's the idea behind Ice Pops with Cops.
Look at that. Chief Tyler can make a bracelet.
A one-handed
with one
friendship
hand.
Bracelet. Look at that.
You want some help?
Later that afternoon, CPD officers set up under two small tents in Hedge Pop Park. In addition to Ice Pops, they were handing out bracelet-making materials and snacks. Shauna Mathis didn't know about the event before going to the park with her three children. She moved to Champaign 3 years ago and is aware of other events hosted by the department. She says they make the community safer.
There's like a lot of fighting and like violence. There's a lot of violence. I'm not sure why. I try to stay clear of it. When I moved here, there was a lot. I can't admit, though, since they've done this, it has calmed down a lot.
Although her daughter, 16-year-old Alexis, didn't speak with the officers, she felt comfortable in their presence.
I like that they brought the community out and brought the kids out all together, and they're having fun.
Coffee with a Cop continues to grow and has been adopted in 42 countries, including Singapore and India. In Champaign, Joe Lamberson says they plan to continue with the adult version of the program at least on a quarterly basis. He's not sure when they'll do another kids' event.
We really wanted to be able to connect with folks where they are, and to do that, you know, sometimes it's showing up and addressing a concern, and sometimes it's just showing up with an ice chest full of popsicles and seeing if we can't have a little fun.
I'm May Antar, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy, with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 85 degrees. A few storms could become severe. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Kristen Schorsch, Tim Shelley, Emily Hayes, and May Antar. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.